Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, a kind voice in the e-commerce wilderness. Now, here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship.
Is that your kind voice?
That's my kind voice.
Sounded good.
Thank you. We'd love to hear from you.
Damn so much duck. For the mood.
Get out of my sky. 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Jeff from Applington, Iowa, is on the line with us. You know him, Jay Downs Enterprises. Hello, Jeff. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Hey, how's Griff and Lee at my favorite radio show in the world?
Well, we're doing okay. Thank you.
I have a question about renting. Are you guys familiar with what I'm talking about when a customer rents something that's not intended to be rented?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about...
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. When somebody buys something and uses it and then returns it.
Oh, okay, sure.
Exactly.
Right.
When I used to work at Dillard's Department Store, that was a very common thing in the juniors area and the women's department for formal wear. I have a few items. I have an item ID if you guys want to look at one of them.
It's your item, right?
Yes, yes.
It's your item. Okay, yes. Give us the item number.
It is 2225-5280.
Wait, you got to go slow. 2225.
And then 5280.
5280.
7254.
7254.
Got it.
And, So this is an active listing right now.
Oh, yes, nice. Yes.
And what I did on that one, and I wanted your guys' opinion, because I haven't sold anything that I've done this on. I made a tag saying that the tag has to be attached in order for it to be returned. That's something that department stores do, but I'm wondering how effective and enforceable it would be to do that on eBay, because I'm starting to question my decision to do that.
I don't think eBay is going to stand behind you.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. So there's no mechanism that we would say, well, we're not going to let the buyer return this item because they didn't have the tag.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. So what you may do is you may discourage someone who's thinking deliberately and with purpose that they're going to purchase the item and then return it after the weekend. You may discourage someone, but if somebody actually purchases the item and says they want to return it, you can say, I don't take returns, but then that's going to mean somebody saying, this item is not as described. They're just going to try to escalate it. You're just going to get into a whole lot of hot water. So I'm going to ask you this question.
Sure.
How often does this happen? Give me a number of transactions or percentage of transactions where you know this has happened.
It hasn't happened to me yet because I've only bought
so
items like that.
All right. So you're building in something for something that's never happened to you.
Well, only because I saw it happen constantly when I was in sales at Dillard's, but I don't know how often it might happen on eBay. It's just a question that after I already purchased these items, I'm like, oh gosh, you know, is this going to happen to me? Or I'm going to be selling it and then returning it over and over and over. I'm just wondering if it's something that does happen on eBay, if it's something that...
Well, I mean, we don't get into the minds of buyers to that extent. I'm sure that it's a possibility. I'm sure it has happened to some people. But my question would be, are you building something that's going to invite more issues for a problem that you haven't experienced yet? So and I know it's a fine line between self-security, self-interest, and operating on a fear. But if this hasn't happened to you yet, I definitely wouldn't worry about it.
Griff, he's a wonderful eBay seller. His listing is fantastic, and I'm looking down in the, other than it being a little too long.
Right.
I love his description. He's got everything. Neck, waist, hip, bust. Jeff, I think you are protecting yourself just being...
Well, yeah, I know, but even with all of that information, If somebody is determined that they're going to buy it with the idea of returning. And I know, I mean, I knew a woman once who did this years ago when I lived in New York. I think she was a little mentally ill. She was a friend of a friend. And no, and she was one of the, she would go out and she would buy 50 pairs of shoes at like Alexander's and Bloomingdale's and Macy's. And then she'd take them home. And she would try them on, and she would decide which one she was going to keep, if any, and then return all the others. So, yeah, there are clients that will do this, and I'm sure there are people who buy on eBay who will do this. But if it were me, I'd first, A, want to know what is the percentage of sales where this happening, is this happening? And then, what types of items is this happening with? And if it tends to be things like a fancy sequined dress that someone might want to use for the weekend, here would be my take on it. Okay, this item is pre-owned. This item may be prone for someone buying it to return. Although I don't recommend putting a restocking fee on a used or pre-owned item. You could do it if you wanted to. And perhaps you could turn this into lemonade by making some money on what is effectively a rental business.
You know, I was just thinking about that as you were just talking,
put a restocking fee on just the ones that he's concerned about.
Yeah, maybe,
right?
I mean, I'd have to have some actual verifiable proof in my own transaction histories that this is a problem that needs to be addressed. Otherwise, why bother? The other thing you could do is, for someone that this is a problem, I'd have a whole section that says, hey, rental clothing, apparel for the party.
They're doing it, you know.
Right. There's a 25%, I can't remember what the highest amount is, but there's a restocking fee. Wear this for a weekend and return it in good shape, and it all costs you 15% of the operating price. And then you relist it, and you have the same item, and you can keep renting it out over and over, and who knows, you've just come up with a new business model. I like to look at buyer behavior and figure out how can I make this work for me in business as opposed to how do I stop these evil buyers who want to give me money and then return the item.
You know, that brings up another question, though, Griff. What about – oh, gosh, I just lost my train of thought. Bad timing. I just lost my train of thought.
It happens.
But I have one more question if you guys have a second.
Yeah, we do. We do.
On that particular item.
Yes.
I had a heck of a time measuring the bust on this thing.
Yeah, I can see how
it does not have a size tag on it. So I was comparing a few other dresses to try and figure out was it a size 1, size 0, whatever. I spent 20 minutes on this thing. I have this thing on the floor, and my wife comes in the room, and she looks at me really weird because I'm pushing on the bust on this thing. Mm-hmm. At first, she thought I was getting a little too friendly with it, but I could not, for the life of me, get a perfect measurement on this thing.
So right. You have zero. You have zero in woman's size, and there is such a thing as a size 0, which is unbelievable, but there is.
Yeah, I would. So. Yeah. I think the measurements are actually more important than the size. Women's dress sizes, you know, a size 2 used to mean something. A size 4, size 6, they don't mean anything anymore because they vary in actual measurements as much as 6 inches in some cases.
This could be a size 14. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
I got very, very, very close. What I based it off of is the hip and the waist and everything.
Yeah.
And I was able to compare it to other size 0s. So I got like 3 different size of measurements on the bust, and I think I'm pretty accurate on it, and I'm pretty confident it is a size 0. It's very, very tiny. My daughter is 12 years old and couldn't fit into the thing. So.
Well, so I think you did the right thing, and you've got 2 people watching it, so there's that. And your price is, I mean, for a sequin dress, I think $38 for this dress.
And it's pretty, too. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'd wear this to a party if I could squeeze myself into it.
Well, a size 0, honey. Who do you know that's a size 0?
My arm, perhaps. Yeah, I could wear it as like an arm sleeve.
Hmm. Right.
Maybe Tito could wear
it. And the thing, and it does not stretch at all. No stretch whatsoever. Oh.
There's sequins all over the floor.
See, if you took, if you're, remember when I said I thought that you're, I know you're not here to get a listing dish, but that I thought your description was too long. It's all that part about, I have a tag, da-da-dee-da. This is he even mentions this is the policy designed to prevent renting. Take all that out.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're putting the idea out there. Just get it out. Just don't
get
even say
that. Get
the
whole paragraph out.
Yeah. No negativity.
I didn't like the listing, and I felt like it was putting a negative taste in some in the customer's mouth.
Okay.
And I figure I have, and that's why I wanted to call in about it. You guys talked up the helmet that I did, but then I was like, oh, what if they saw this one? I really don't think they'd like it. And I don't like it. If I don't like it, certainly the customers might not like it. And I have two watchers. Who knows how many watchers I could get if I, you know, took the negative out. So,
right.
Jeff, we are watching you because you're kind of a newbie on eBay. And Griff, he's one of our new mentorships here.
Right.
You remember he called
the
other day.
He's this year's Ron.
He's this year's Ron. Of course, Ron is now helping other people.
Right. Ron is last year's Ron and this year's Griff.
So
he did reach out to me. He did reach out to me.
I know.
He's very generous.
That's good. Well, Jeff, I hope we've helped you today.
Interesting. It's a very interesting question, though, I have to admit. Yes.
It is. Thank you, Jeff.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however ship, you heard the doc. Dial us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU. Email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com. For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word. Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 414.
Before you can sell on eBay, you've got the source. Robin Johnson is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mama Asterisk Johnson. She explains the benefit of focusing on a niche with respect to scaling your business.
It allows you to not only be able to start to find things that you can go back to the well, but it helps save you time in the amount of research, and it allows you to increase profitability because you're making less guesswork when you buy, and you're actually buying things that you know will sell at a certain profit, and it's going to allow you to branch out and be able to buy new items that you can go back and restock over and over again. And that really allows you to grow your business.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that delivers reach and velocity. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint.
the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give in to the urge and give us a call. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Coming up, a little Miles Davis for you.
Here on the not-so-quiet storm.
Woo!
We're old, babe.
So you know the radio station I used to own, KIFM, here in San Diego?
Kiffem?
It was during the era when, I call it jacuzzi jazz, came into being. And we changed it to 24 hours a day, that kind of jazz, cool jazz, they called it back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we became the number one new adult contemporary radio station in the United States in ratings for doing that. And the music to me is boring. It's not the kind of music that you really want to get into. It's sort of background stuff. Would you agree?
I would.
Yep. Definitely. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And I'm going to give somebody an opportunity. No, let's do it next hour. I'll do it at the bottom. I've got a bunch of tips for visiting eBay Open 2017 in Las Vegas that I wrote. And I've got six of them so far. And so I would like to have a bunch more to put on a page that I'm doing. And so anybody who calls in and gives a tip that I don't have on the list is going to get a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies so we can get a whole list going. So we'll do it during the next hour, okay? So be ready for that at the half hour at 1:30 Pacific time. So, Griff, have you done promoted listings?
Yes, I've done well with them, actually. Yeah.
And you told me the other day that you did well. If you're listening to this right now and you have not tried promoted listings yet, top-rated sellers receive a $30 promoted listings credit each quarter. Anchor-level store subscribers receive a quarterly 25 credit, and top-rated anchor store subscribers receive both. And to utilize your credit, simply start using the promoted listings program. Your promoted listings credit will be reflected on your invoice within 30 days. And we keep bringing this up because people send emails saying, why didn't I get, you know, such and such? It's a credit.
A credit?
It's a credit.
Okay.
So it'll be reflected on your invoice within 30 days.
Fantastic.
Griff's used it. He loves it. So many other people have used it. They love it.
Yeah, and it's not, again, I've seen people complain about this, and I wonder, wait a minute, number one, if it results in more sales, how is this a bad thing? And number two, you control the cost. And if you can't afford to promote the listing, then don't promote it.
If you think about it, when people are upset because they think they're paying for something they shouldn't be paying for, let me tell you something. Think about a little boutique in a strip mall, Griff.
I am, right now.
Guy comes to the door to sell him an ad in the neighborhood magazine that comes out. You know the magazine that comes out that's got all the restaurants in the area in it and some of the stores and services and stuff?
Yeah.
He pays money to be in that. It's no different, really. You know, if you think about it,
yeah,
you're paying to get your items out there in the world to give them more chances. So it's a great thing. Promoted listings, try it.
You'll like it.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We've got a great, is that the last hour coming up?
You know,
one
it's
more
hard
hour.
To believe because it feels like we just
Woo-hoo.
Got started. But All before right. you know it, comes the time we have to say.
Well, we've got a good hour coming up. CLB Collectibles, Lorianne Bowers, is going to be
yes.
on with us. And she's going to tell us how she makes consignment selling pay off.
Oh, Lori's she's a sketch.
Yep. So we're going to have her on. And then our second guest is Sherry Smith.
Oh, I love
Long-time
Sherry.
Long-time eBay educator.
Yes.
Known on eBay as Gino4603, and she's going to talk to us about her shipping guidelines and her rules for determining the carrier and the class of shipment. These are all things eBay sellers need to know about. So we're going to have fun with that in the next hour. And I hope you can stay with us and join us, because, you know, this is the show where you can listen while you list. Somebody brought that up to me the other day. Remember that it was multitasking? That listening while you list is multitasking?
Yes.
Really isn't, and I'll tell you why. You need education. You need to learn. And hopefully on this show every single week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, you're going to learn something. You're going to get something out of the show. It's like going to a seminar and coming away with a takeaway. You're going to take away some stuff that's going to make you a better seller. Do you notice that the newbies aren't embarrassed to ask the questions, but the oldies are?
Mm-hmm. I do, yes.
It's true. Look at Jeff and look at Ron. They're not afraid to call in and ask the tough questions. And guess what? The questions that they ask are often not so simple.
Yes,
like,
right.
I think Ron may have found a glitch, for instance, today.
Right. Yes, he did, actually. He found a glitch.
He found a glitch.
I've now reported it to our team.
And never mind glitches aside, the fact that you want to be all you can be as a seller, it's reason to listen to this program. And when there's no, because there's no video, you can take your mind off of it anytime you want. Just sit there, list, and you may hear something that'll spark your interest, and you may listen harder. So it's not really a multitasking situation.
No, it's not really.
If you had to watch something, it would be. But this is a listen situation, so I
yes, it is.
Had my piece. Oh, there's the music.
I can't believe 2 hours have
yeah,
gone.
One
this
more
is
hour.
Just,
stay
oh no,
with
this
us.
This is unacceptable.
This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up, consignment selling. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food Supply.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.